The following presentation was made available by Inspiration Express as part of the daily Kitzur Shulchan Aruch calendar program. There are many more free lectures and resources available at www.kitzur365.org. Today's lecture is given by Rabbi Dov Lev.
We are continuing with the laws of Birkas Kohanim in Simen Kuf, Sif Tes Zayin. Kishemachzirin hakohanim es pineihem, when the kohanim turn their faces, bein batchila, bein basof, whether at the beginning of the bracha or at the end, lo yachziru ela derech yamin, they should only turn to the right, which means that they should turn around clockwise. L'chein, batchila kishomdim upneim lamizrach, at the beginning when they are standing and their faces are to the east, yifnu ladorim, they should first turn to the south, v'achakach lamarav, and afterwards to the west, v'achar hadulchan, and after they finish the Birkas Kohanim, kishahovchin pneim lamizrach, when they turn their faces to the east, again they do it clockwise, ponim derech tzafon, they go first to the north and then to the east. Now, by the way, this principle of turning clockwise does not merely apply to the Kohanim, but the Gemara says that any time a person is turning, they should turn derech yamin, which would mean turn clockwise. One place that this comes up is by Kabbalah Shabbos, when we turn around at the last stanza, so people should be turning around derech yamin, they should turn clockwise. U'kishehem yordim min ha-duchan, when the Kohanim come off of the duchan, yepneim tzas l'neged Aron Kodesh, their faces should be slightly turned toward the Aron, as if they don't want to take their gaze off of the Aron. V'yifsu l'achareim, and they should step down backwards. Kitalmid ha-niftar milifnei rabo, like a student that is parting from his Rebbe. He does so with tremendous respect. He walks backwards. Kishenolin ha-minalim lo yigo behem, when the Kohanim put on their shoes, they should not touch them. V'im nogo tzrichem lita yedeim, and if they do touch the shoes, they need to wash their hands again in order to proceed with the rest of tefillah. We are now up to Halacha Yud Zayin. We will be discussing whether the Shliach Tzibur could be a Kohen at the time of Birkas Kohanim. So we need a little bit of background. The Mishnah says in Brachas, V'im ein sham Kohen Elohu, if there's no Kohen other than he, meaning other than the Chazin, lo yises kapav, so then the Chazin should not do Birkas Kohanim. V'im haftachosai shehu noses kapav, and if he is guaranteed that when he does do Birkas Kohanim, v'chozel l'tfiloso, that he'll be able to return to his Chazaras Hashatz, without getting confused, Rishai, he would be allowed to do so. Now, some of the Mefarshim point out that the language Rishai, he's allowed to do so, implies that it is permitted to do it, but it is not obligatory for him to do the Birkas Kohanim. Now, based on this, the Shulchan Aruch paskins that if he is confident that he could return to his Shemoneh Esrei without getting confused, so then he could duchen. Now, some achronim explain that whenever someone is davening from a siddur, he is considered to be guaranteed that he'd be able to return to his Shemoneh Esrei afterwards. And this that the Mishnah speaks about not being allowed to do so is because they did not used to daven from a siddur. And this is the psak of the Mishnah Berurah. But in practice, there's a machlokes, because some Rishonim say that you could only rely on this assurance, this confidence of being able to continue, is only b'shas etchak, where there are no other kohanim. He's the only kohen. But if there are other kohanim, so that the congregation would not lose out on their opportunity for a bracha, then the shliach tzibur should not do the birchas kohanim. And this is the position of the Maram Rutenberg. However, other Rishonim, such as the Ravan, hold that even if there are other kohanim, it is mutter for the chazen to do the birchas kohanim, as long as he's confident that he'll be able to return to his tefillah afterwards. So there's a machlokes haposkim, who we go like. Do we go like the Maram Rutenberg, who says that if there are other kohanim, then the chazen should not duchen? And this is the psak of the Shulchan Aruch. But some poskim say that, no, we follow the other shita, which allows someone to duchen even if there are other kohanim. So now let's take a look at the kitzer. Again, we're in the Halacha Yud Zayin. He says, Mishtadlim sheshliach hatzibur lo yeh kohen. Effort should be made that the chazan should not be a kohen. The imhu kohen, lo yala l'duchen. But if he is a kohen, then he should not do the berkas kohenim. V'gam lo yikra lifnei hakahanim. And also he should not call out, he should not be the reader to the other kohenim. Ela ish acher yamod etzlo, but rather someone else should stand there with him. She yikra kohanim, that he should call kohanim. The gam yikra lifnei mesateva siverachacha v'gomer, and he should also call out the words of the three psukim of the berakas kohanim. And what should the chazan do? V'shliach hatzibar omed v'shosek, he should stand and be quiet. Ad sim shalom, until he gets up to the bracha of Sim Shalom, and then he should proceed with the rest of Chazaras Hashatz. So you're going to ask, what do you mean? Here you have a Kohen, and he's not going to Duchen. How can it be? So he says, Ve'eina over b'meshalo ola l'duchen. He's not in violation of the halacha that when they call out Kohanim, that every Kohen who's there must give the bracha. Even though someone announced kohanim out loud, ki ein hakavana ela misha eina omid betfila v'okar raglav biritze, because the intent is only someone who's not in the middle of Shemana Esrei, and someone who uprooted his feet from their place during ritze. And this kohen, he's in the middle of Shemana Esrei. So therefore, he's not included in the invitation to come and duchen. Now, this is discussing if there are other kohanim there. V'im ein sham kohen achar elohu, if there's no other kohen other than he, who is the chazen, azai kidei shelo tisbatel mitzvas nesias kapayim, then in order to not lose out on the mitzvah of Duchanin, yala hula duchan, he should go up to duchan, v'somech al netilas yadayim shoshachwis, and even though he's not washing his hands now in advance, but he should rely on the fact that he washed his hands before davening, and all this so that the congregation doesn't lose out on the opportunity of birkas kohanim. So ketzad oseh, so how should this chazen carry this out? Oker raglav ktsas kisha omer ritzei. When he says the bracha of ritzei, he should slightly uproot his feet. For omer ad ulocha noel lahodos, and he should finish the bracha up until ulocha noel lahodos. The achar omer elokeinu velokei avaseinu brachenu babracha. Afterwards, he says the introductory part of Berakas Kohanim. Again, this is according to the Kitzer. In many communities, they do not say this. Ushliach HaTzibur Ola LaDuchan. And then the Shliach Tzibur himself goes up to the stage in order to Duchan. V'zeh HaAcher Makrilo, and someone else calls out to him. V'chozer Shliach HaTzibur, and then the Chazan returns. V'omer Sim Shalom. And he should not say Ribon Ha'olamim, because that would be an interruption in Ishmael Esrei. Ad la'achar Kaddish, until Kaddish is over. V'imlo okar raglov biritzei, and if he did not uproot his feet during the bracha of Ritzei, let's say he forgot, or he didn't know the halakha, einu rishai la'alos, then he would not be permitted to go up and to do the Birkos Kohanim. Now, this reflects the strict position about having the chazan do the duchenin, which says that he can only do it if there are no other kohanim. The Magen Avraham actually brings down that the minhag was in many places that the kohen would go up to duchen together with other kohanim, and the Mishnah Berurah says about this, she'efshar she'ein limchos biyadam. It's possible that you don't have to object. Which doesn't sound like he is really approving of it, but he says you don't have to protest. In practice, today the minhag in Eretz Yisrael among Ashkenazim is that they do allow the chazan to do Birkos Kohanim. They will not stop a chazan who is a kohen, and they will encourage him perhaps to be the Shliach Tzibur, and to still duchen at the same time. Now, in those communities that follow the position of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, and they do not have the Kohen do the Birkas Kohanim if there are other Kohanim available, still, if he's told specifically to go up, then he's mechuyev to go up in duchen. And this is what the Ramah paskins. Of course, if the minhag of the community is not to allow him to duchen, no one should tell him to do so. Now again, there are a lot of different minhagim in this regard. It is brought down in the name of the Chazon Ish, that in such a community, if a kohen has a chiyuv to daven for the amud, and there are other kohanim available, he's better off not davening for the amud so that he can do the Birkas Kohanim rather than be the Shliach Tzibur, even if he has a yard site or he's an avel. Now, one thing that we have to know is that in any case, when the chazan is going to do the Birkas Kohanim, he still has a responsibility to remove his shoes. So ideally, he should not be taking off his shoes in the middle of his chazaras hashatz, because that would be somewhat of an interruption. He should really, before he repeats Shemoneh Esrei, he should take off his shoes. That's what's commonly practiced. It's brought down that if he forgot to take off his shoes before he starts chazaras hashatz, he should take them off before the bracha of Ritzei, but be careful not to touch them, because otherwise he would have to wash his hands. If he can't easily take off his shoes, so the Kaf HaChaim brings down that he would be allowed to duchen even with shoes on. Now, one interesting thing is, in Chutz La'aretz, where there's no Birkas Kohanim on a regular weekday morning, if the Kohen is a Shliach Tzibur, so some posts can write that he should not say Elokeinu v'Elokei Aviseinu, rather that someone else should say it instead of him. Now, what happens if the Kohen is not the Chazan, but he's in the middle of his personal Shemoneh Esrei, when they call out Kohanim? So there's a Machlokes HaPoskim whether or not he should go up to Duchen. According to Rav Yaakov Emden, he's not allowed to interrupt in his personal Shemoneh Esrei. Even if they tell him explicitly to go up, he's not supposed to stop. unless he happens to be at the place of Birkos Kohanim in his own Shemoneh Esrei. And even then, only if he is confident that he could go back to davening afterwards. However, the position of the Magen Avraham, which is really the Radvaz, is that one should interrupt their Shemoneh Esrei if he is the only Kohen available. Or, even if he's not, if he's told directly that he should go up in Duchen, then he should interrupt. Now, we have to remember the one qualifying aspect is he has to be Oker Raglav. He has to uproot his feet in the Bracha of Ritzei. Otherwise, he certainly does not go up. Now, in this case, where he's interrupting his Shemoneh Esrei, the poskim say he could rely on the Netilas Yadayim washed in the morning. Now, what happens if the Kohen is not in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, but rather he's in the middle of saying Shema? So some poskim say that if there are other Kohanim, he should just go out when they get up to Ritzei. But if there are no other Kohanim, then he should do the Birkas Kohanim, no matter where he is in Shema. According to the Ben Ishkai, he should only do the Bracha if he's Bein HaPrakim, if he's in between the paragraphs of Shema. And then there's some poskim who are machmir and say that if he's anywhere in Shema, he should not interrupt. Halacha Yud Ches. Tzibur Shekulam Kahanim. If you have a congregation that is comprised of exclusively Kohanim, Im Ein Shom Ela Asara, so if there's only 10 people there, meaning all 10 are Kohanim, so kulam olim laduchan, so all of them go up and do the Birkas Kohanim. Lemi mevarachin, to whom are they giving their bracha? There's no one else in shul. La'acheim shebasadas, to their brethren who are in the fields. Umi ona achreim amein, and who's going to answer amein to their bracha? Nashim v'taf, the women and the children. Vafilo ein nashim v'taf, even if there are no women and children, anias amein eino ma'akev, answering amein does not withhold the mitzvah. Now this is true if there's exactly 10 people. V'im yesh yosem me'asara, if there's more than 10, but still all of them are kohanim, hayeserim me'asara yalo ledochan. Whoever is above the number 10 means, let's say there's 13, so then you have three of them, they should go up and do the Birkas Kohanim. The Asara Yisharu La'anos Amein, and the remaining 10 should stay behind in order to answer Amein. Now there's a machlokis whether or not someone should call out Kohanim. According to the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, you should have a Kohen call out Kohanim. But according to the Prima Gadim, no one should call out Kohanim. Now the Bir Lacha has a doubt. But what happens if there's exactly 11 Kohanim and no one else? So now, who should go up? Should you only have one Kohen go up in order that there should be 10 people to answer Amen? We've pointed out in the past that according to some Shittas, you need a minimum of 2 Kohanim. So he leaves the question unresolved. We are now up to Halacha Yutes. Now this requires a little bit of an introduction. The Brisa says in Rosh Hashanah Daf Chaf Ches that a Kohen is forbidden to add to the brachos of the Birkas Kohanim, meaning he's allowed to give those 3 psukim as brachos and nothing more. And this is brought down in Shulchan Aruch. But let's say a Kohen already did the Birkas Kohanim in one shul, and now he goes to a different shul. Would he be allowed to do Birkas Kohanim again? So this is what the Kitzur tells us. Kohen shenasa eskapov v'achakach holach lebeis knesses acheres. A Kohen who already duchened, and then he went to another shul. Imrotze yachol lalos leduchon gam kan. If he wants, he's allowed to go up and give another series of brachos. And it would not be considered a violation of Baal Tosef, because Baal Tosef is only within the same series of brachas that he's giving to add an additional one. But to go to a different shul, to a different congregation, and to give another set of brachas, that is no problem. Now there's a machlokas haposkim, really a machlokas rishonim, if the Kohen goes to a second minyan and decides to do Berkos Kohenim, is he allowed to first make the bracha of Asher Kiddushanu v'Mitzvos V'Tzivanu? Because he already made that bracha once that day. And therefore the Ritva in Sukkah says that he's not allowed to say the bracha again. However, other Rishonim, the Meiri, Paskins, that every time he dukins, he's allowed to say the bracha again. And this is the psak of the Achronim as well, that when he goes to another shul, he could make the bracha of Asher Kiddushanu an additional time. So now the Kitzur goes on and says, V'im Eino Rotze, let's say he does not want to go up a second time in Duchen, Av Sheshomea Koren Kohanim, even though he hears them Koren Kohanim, and normally we say that a Kohen would be in violation if he hears him calling Kohanim and refuses to go up, still, in this case, Eino Tzarech La'alos, he does not need to go up, Kevin Shekvar Allah, since he already went up one time that day, he is not required to go up again. Now, many Achronim take this even a step further and say that in Eretz Yisrael, where they would say Birkos Kohanim by Shachris and Musaf, so if the Kohen already duchened by Shachris and he's in shul by Musaf, if they call Kohanim, he would still not be in violation if he does not go up. Now, of course, the right thing to do is to take advantage of this mitzvah opportunity each time, but if there's some Shashat Chak where for some reason he does not want to go up, he would not be in violation by Musaf, since he already did Duchen by Shachris. Now there's another thing that the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch does not discuss, and that is that in the Sefer Knesset HaGedolah, there's a tshuva that in order for Birkos Kohanim to be permitted, there would have to be a Sefer Torah present. Rabbi Kiva Eger also brings down such a practice, and he writes on it, Sarachian, that this requires investigation. In practice, the poskim say that we don't paskin this way, and that if for some reason there's no Sefer Torah in the shul, we would still perform Birkas Kohanim. Now, another interesting thing that's brought down is in the Tshuva from the Maril. He says that there are some places that they would not allow a goy to be present in the shul when they do Nesias Kapayim. The poskim explain this based on Kabbalistic reasoning. In practice, the Chida in the Birkei Yosef says that this minug is not to be followed, and says that even if there are goyim in the shul, they should do Birkos Kohanim.